Amen. I said God is faithful, and God is true, and God is righteous. This morning to God be the glory, great things He has done, and truly God is great and greatly to be praised. It's a honor, a joy to be found in His presence, to magnify and to lift up the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to thank the leadership of the church once again for affording me this opportunity even to preach the word of God to you. I know that during the Christmas time, and I sent a message wishing you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. And down there I wrote from Mervyn, Ishara, and Megan and Hannah. And in fact, Ishara's name is Yoshni. And that's the name I knew her first, and that's the name they call her in South Africa. Yeah, so Megan knows as Ishara, but Hannah knows as Yoshni. And when you think about the word Christmas, in fact, the first word of Christmas is Christ. And the remaining word is, you know what the remaining word is? Mars. It's M&S. So, in fact, we know that M&S stands for, we all love the place, but it stands for retail, food and everything. And that's what the world celebrates. But we know the true meaning of Christmas. And the true meaning of Christmas is Christ was born so that we could have eternal life. This morning I'm going to speak on faith. And the word faith is F-I-I-T-H. It says, forsaking all I trust in Him. It's forsaking all I trust in Him. And I'll be sharing three powerful stories of faith from the Bible. The centurion was a Gentile. Bartimaeus was blind. And the woman with the issue of blood, an outcast. Highlighting how these three people approached God and received a miracle. These testimonies reveal that when we apply these principles of faith in our own lives, we too can experience the impossible. And I believe God honors faith, as He declared in Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith it's like impossible to please God, and he that come to God must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. As we step into the year 2025, may we draw near to God with unwavering faith, believing Him for the miraculous, for with God nothing He is too hard for the Lord. Firstly, it's the Roman centurion. And if you have some time, you can read it in the Bible in Luke chapter 7, where we find that the Roman centurion approached Jesus and asked Him to heal his servant. And when Jesus offered to come to his house, the centurion replied, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you come to my house, but only say the word and my servant will be healed." And here we find that the centurion, he understood authority. As I said, the centurion was a person with not a faith. Or he had a little about Jesus, that Jesus was healing and Jesus was delivering people. He recognized that Jesus had divine authority to heal even from a distance. He believed that Jesus' word alone could accomplish his miracle, saying, "Just say the word and my servant will be healed." And this is what the centurion said to Jesus, "Say the word and my servant will be healed." Jesus, in fact, he marveled at his faith and said, "Go and let it be done as you believe it would." The servant was healed from that moment. Jesus was astonished and said, I have not found any greater faith in Israel. His servant was healed from that hour, and the centurion's faith reveals his understanding of the greatness of Jesus' authority. So we find, when we look at the story, the centurion was a man of authority himself, recognized Jesus' authority was divine and it came from above. He expressed his faith by telling Jesus to simply what? Just speak the word. I want you to speak the word over my servant and he will be healed. The centurion believed that although his servant was not there, he was not present at that moment, Jesus has to do is speak the word as if my servant was right there so that he could hear the word of Jesus. So this is the faith that the centurion had. Speak the word of God. My servant could be miles away, it could be 5 or 10 miles away, but your word has the power to reach my servant and to heal my servant. And this is the kind of faith that we must have, that we must believe that God can do a miracle in our lives. Even you may possibly not be there, but our prayers in Christ can reach that person. It can be in South Africa, it can be in Asia, it can be in Portsmouth, it can be in Cambridge, it can be no matter where it can be. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed. So this is the kind of faith that the centurion had. He had faith that God's word, when he speaks, Christ can be from a distance, but his word can reach my servant. Your word can reach my child. His word can reach the situation that you are facing. His word can reach your mother or your father, whatever you trust in God. So that is the kind of faith that the centurion had. He had authority because when he said his servant to do this, he had faith that the servant will do it. But here he came to understand Jesus has something greater faith because Jesus' faith was from divine, it was from above. Similarly, when we grasp the full extent of Christ's authority, the supernatural will be revealed in our lives. We look in the Bible that during Jesus' ministry, Jesus demonstrated authority over every realm. He commanded the winds and the waves to be still. He healed sickness and disease, overcame satanic power, exercised authority over nature. He had authority to turn water into wine. He fed the hungry, provided in times of lack. He had the power to over death and the grave, authority to forgive sins, and authority to set people free. He had the ability and to save and to transform lives. So we see Jesus' authority exists over all things in heaven and on earth. And there's no situation that is beyond his control. So understanding and believing in his authority allows us to witness the impossible. After Jesus' resurrection, he came and said to the disciples, all authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth. This truth assures that no matter what challenges we are facing, faith in Christ's power and authority can bring miraculously breakthrough in any given situation. We must understand his authority, know that Jesus is the resurrection and he is the life and he is the one that has all authority and all the power. So this is when you pray, you must believe that he is able to do the supernatural in your life. So the authority that this centurion had is authority of Jesus' power, who Jesus truly is. And this is the kind of authority that the centurion believed in Christ. The centurion acknowledged Jesus' authority over sickness and nature, recognized his word alone can heal. And this is why the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain the same. Even in Hebrews 4 verse 12, the word of God is living and is powerful. Even Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they give life. So just one word from the Master, one word from Jesus can change your situation around. So we must allow the word of God to transform and to demonstrate his power in every aspect of our lives. And remember, Jesus has also given the church the authority to use the name of Jesus. It is like him giving a checkbook with a rubber stamp, and he's saying, anytime you need, stamp my name, use my name. You have the authority, you have the power to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to see the supernatural be manifested in your life. You have the authority. And this is why the disciples, the early church, were so successful, because they understood the authority of who Jesus was. Because they had this revelation that he is the resurrection and he is the life. He is the living one. They understood that he is God in the flesh. They understood that authority. So when you understand who you're praying to, when you understand who you're believing in, when you understand, when you read the Bible, you'll have a fresh revelation of the supernatural being manifested in your life. And this is why he said, without faith, it's impossible. You have to believe. You have to believe that he is the God of the supernatural, that he is the only way, the truth and the life, that he is God of heaven and the earth. So no matter whatever situation you're facing, believe that power, Christ's power has the power to turn around. Trust in his authority and you'll experience his supernatural power in your life. Believe that God's authority is not limited to circumstances, distance, or human understanding. And so many times we limit the power of Jesus to just one given situation. We must believe that his power is greater than any force upon the face of the earth. Because he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Imagine this centurion, he heard a little about Jesus. And Jesus said, I've not found great faith, not even Israel. You know why? Because he knew the authority that Jesus had. It was from above. So when we understand that the authority Christ is, who Christ is, we'll see the supernatural being manifested in our lives. One word from the Master can change everything around. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord. If he said it, he will do it. If he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. Faith is putting his trust in his word, believing that it will be fulfilled regardless of the situation. You have to believe. You have to stand with the word of God and believe that this word that Christ has spoken, it will come to pass in my life. You have to hold on to that word and believe it. It will be manifested. Understanding Christ's authority is a power, is the key to developing great faith. So when you plant the word in your life, when you allow the word of God to be manifested in your life, you'll see great things happen in your life. In fact, in Acts chapter 19 and verse 20 says, he says that the word of God grew and the word of God multiplied and prevailed. And in Acts chapter 12 verse 24 says, the word of God grew and it multiplied. So the word of God must grow on the inside of us. So we must allow the word of God to grow in our lives. And what it must do, it must multiply. So we are making that faith, because the centurion is just one word from the Master. His servant was healed. And Jesus said, I have not found greater faith than not even in Israel, because of the faith he had, the authority. So we have to recognize the authority of Jesus. The authority is the word of God. If God said something in his word, you must believe that word and run with that word. If I say something, it might fail. But the word of Christ, it'll never fail. And this is why everything you do, you back it with the word of God and you run with that authority and run with that power, seeking God, that God will do a supernatural in your life. This understanding comes from developing, spending time in the Word, spending time in His presence, knowing Christ's authority is not good enough, but we need to apply that authority to your given situation. Suppose you are sick, look at all the scriptures in the Bible and start speaking the word of God over that sickness. Start speaking the word of God. Start speaking life. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. In Isaiah, in Psalms 20, 107 verse 20, says, he sent his word and healed our disease. So when we begin to speak the word of God, see, it may not happen today, it may not happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen because the word of God is living and is powerful. So this authority that we have, it's found in the word of God, and the word of God should be the authority for the church today. It's the authority for every believer. Trust his authority and put it in action, and believing that his power can transform any given situation. So the first story is this centurion, he recognized the authority of Jesus. So when you recognize that the God that you are praying for, that you, he is the resurrection and he is the life and he is the living one. And that when you're praying, you must pray, believe that he's going to do that which you, what he says in your life. You'll see the supernatural being manifested in your life. The second story is blind Bartimaeus. So the first man, he understood the authority. When you look at blind Bartimaeus, he had bold faith. The boldness in his faith. Blind Bartimaeus declared Jesus and called out and said, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And he called, thou son of David, have mercy upon me, referring to his messianic name. Although this man, blind Bartimaeus, was blind, Bartimaeus had a divine revelation of who Jesus truly was. So again, you see, when you understand who you're praying to, you'll receive the miracle. Yeah, this blind beggar, he knew nothing about Jesus as well. All the crowd said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and he knew something, that he's a man that is healing and delivering. So he had not much faith. His faith was to make money and sit there and to beg. So the little faith that he had during that situation, God gave him that revelation. He had this revelation that Jesus, the thou son of David, the Messiah. See, bold faith starts by knowing who you're calling upon. So when you have bold faith, you must know the person that you're approaching. Know the person that you are calling upon. And this blind Bartimaeus, he had faith that God, that Christ is going to do a miracle in his life. When you understand his character and faithfulness, we will find the confidence to persist in faith regardless of opposition we face. Similarly, when we may not suffer from physical blindness, but we may be blinded by distraction, blinded by the cares of this world, blinded by trouble, blinded by your sickness, blinded by problems. But we can find the confidence of persistence in faith regardless of the opposition that we face. In the midst of that, in the midst of our blindness, hearing the word of God and believing God and having, God can still give you a revelation like how he gave blind Bartimaeus. Sitting there begging, and that was his life. But sitting there, God gave him a revelation. Blind Bartimaeus shows persistence and courage despite the crowd telling him to keep quiet. When he first cried out to Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. I think so now why the crowd said him to keep quiet, because he was calling his messianic name. Because they did not believe that he was the Messiah. So here we find that he's telling them to keep quiet. And when they told him to keep quiet, what the Bible says? He cried out the more louder. He said, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. In Luke chapter 19. Sometimes we become too passive in our faith. And when we come pray, and sometimes we trust in God for a miracle. And we'll pray like this. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. If there was a multitude, a crowd were there, you think Jesus would have heard that? Yeah, you'll hear, you'll have the ears to hear that. But you think you'll get the attention of Jesus. Sometimes we be quiet, we say, God will make us do some bold things. We must believe. We must arise and say, God, give us that boldness in our faith. The crowd may silence us, the crowd may say no, what the people will think, what the people may say, but we must believe that thou, son of David, will stop and hear our cry. We must cry out to him. And too many people have been silenced by the crowd, silenced by distraction, silenced what people are saying, silenced by families and relatives that we're calling upon the name of Jesus. Whether it's voices of discouragement, distraction, social pressure, we can deceive us and keeping us from pressing into the presence of God. Bold faith ignores the noise, press through the opposition and seek more of Jesus. If blind Bartimaeus listened to the crowd, he would still be sitting there and begging. Do you know that? If he listened to the crowd, if he listened to the people, and many people have not received their miracle from Christ because of the distractions of people that told them to keep quiet. God won't hear you. God won't listen to you. He won't come to your rescue. And this is the lies and the deceptions of the devil. Bold faith helps us to press through obstacles. To encounter God, even when the odds are against us. Boldness in the midst of opposition comes when we refuse to let the voices of negativity power over the truth that God is able to do the supernatural in your life. So you have this choice. Is to keep on pressing, keep on having confidence, keep on believing God. That when we pray, we must pray in confidence, pray believing, pray trusting that God is going to do the work that He promised in our lives. You know, bold faith does not depend on the approval of others. It empowers us to act beyond human understanding and focus solely on pleasing God. It silenced the voices of doubt from friends, families, colleagues by reaching out to Jesus. Bold faith says, I will not give up till I receive my miracle. And this is what blind Bartimaeus was doing. I will not stop calling until I get the attention of Jesus. And you must believe till you get the attention of Jesus and press through that God is going to do a miracle in your life. It is persistent to believe God for healing, breakthrough, deliverance, restoration, blessing, regardless of what people think or say. It is an expectation that something good is going to happen. A determination to keep pressing until your miracle is being released. So you must keep on pressing, keep on believing, keep on trusting that God's going to do a work in my life. You know, blind Bartimaeus demonstrated his bold faith before he even received a miracle. You know what the Bible says? That when he called Jesus the second time, the Bible said Jesus stood still and called for him. And what the Bible says, blind Bartimaeus, he threw away his coat before he came to Jesus. His garment identified him as a beggar before approaching Jesus. This act symbolizes his faith that his condition was about to change. Bold faith sees the miracle before it comes to pass. You have to see your miracle. You have to see your healing. You have to see your blessing. You have to see your deliverance. You must see the power of God be manifested, although you never received the miracle in your life. God desires this kind of faith when we trust and believe in Him for the impossible before He could ever manifest it. Bold faith calls things as though they were not, as though they were. He declares the symptoms have gone. He declares healing before the symptoms are gone. Prosperity in the midst of lack. Peace in the face of turmoil. Open doors where every door is shut. So what are you having bold faith? Throw away the coat. This door is going to open. This door is going to open. I don't know how it's going to open. It's going to open. That is what bold faith in Christ is. He's having that faith that God is going to do the supernatural in my life. So we must come to that bold faith and boldly proclaim that doors going to open, things going to happen in the name of Jesus. Even this church, we must see them be full. We must see healing taking place in this ministry, deliverance, restoration. We must see it. What we must do, throw away doubt, throw away unbelief, throw away rejection, throw away unforgiveness, throw away everything that is stopping God's power in this church. Even in your family, even in your finances, even your health, throw away everything that is stopping the Spirit of God moving in the church. And that is what we have, the boldness. I told my friend the other day, that this man was sitting, man was trusting God for a car. And he could not afford a car. And every day he should take his lounge, he had four chairs in the lounge. He and his wife should sit in the front and his two children in the back. And say, today we're going to London. And like he's driving the car. Tomorrow we're going to Cambridge. Then the next day we're going to Portsmouth. Then the next day we're going to Wales. The next day we're going to Scotland, and every day he should drive the car. And one day he was walking down the road, and he passed by an auction, and there they were auctioning a car, and the car could not be sold. And he just stopped by to listen. And because he could not be sold, the auction said, today is someone's lucky day. Who is the oldest person here today? And guess who? This is the man. And he received the car. But you know what the man said? I made a mistake. You know, that was a second-hand car because my lounge was second-hand. I should use my kitchen chairs, which was new. You see, that is how you need to operate in faith. God wants us to have bold faith. So we must believe that something's going to happen in the church. So you have to throw away things that is stopping the power of God. Even blind Bartimaeus walked toward Jesus. His faith remained bold. The distance between him and Jesus could have been significant. But he took one step of faith. Every step, imagine a blind man, Jesus called him. Blind man taking a step of faith. One step at a time. One step at a time. You're drawing closer to your miracle. You're growing closer to Jesus. That is what it's about. You may not see the miracle today. It's one step at a time, drawing closer to Jesus, one step at a time. He had that bold faith. So it's one step at a time, seeing your miracle being manifested in your life. Similarly, we may be blinded or uncertain in our journey, but every step of faith draws us closer to Christ and His power. Faith keeps us moving forward, trusting that we may approach the breakthrough we have been waiting for. Bold faith gets the attention of Jesus. It gets the attention of Jesus. Bold faith means acting on our trust in God, even when the path is uncertain. Opposition may come, but we need to fix our eyes upon Jesus. Like Bartimaeus, we must confidently approach Him, knowing that He'll hear and respond to our cry. So today, we must have that bold faith. Too long we've been passive. Too long we pray, we've been passive. And that is why the enemy has robbed us. We need to become bold and take a stand for Christ and believe that God's going to do that which He purposed in our lives. The next thing is the lady with the issue of blood. The issue of lady with the blood is faith in action. Bartimaeus had bold faith. The centurion knew the authority of Jesus. But the lady with the issue of blood is her faith in action. She put her faith into action. The story of the woman of the issue teaches us how to put our faith into action, even when we're facing overwhelming circumstances, despite isolation, rejection, physical weakness. She made a deliberate decision to seek Jesus, believing that he could heal her. Faith in action begins recognizing again, Jesus is the source. As I said, in these three stories, they knew little about Jesus because this woman was living in isolation, being rejected, being like an outcast. She was isolated from the rest of the community. And the people all could say, Jesus is passing by, Jesus is passing by. The one maybe could heal. Faith in action begins when we recognize that he is the miracle worker. And this woman recognized that Jesus is the miracle worker. And this is why she said within herself, if only I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Like the woman, we must hold on to the conviction that he is able to transform our circumstances even when everything else fails. You know the lady, she tried the doctor, she tried medical science, she tried everything, but everything failed. But this was a last resort, coming to Jesus. Putting our faith in action requires persistence in the face of isolation. As I said, this woman was isolated due to a condition, considering unclean for 12 years. Yet she did not allow her loneliness or depression to stop her. In our own lives, sometimes we feel isolated, disconnected. We can choose to move forward in faith, seeking Jesus despite the emotional barriers we face. Faith that acts refuse to let isolation be a reason to give up. So you must not let isolation be a reason for you to be stuck in one place or stagnant being one place. You have to have that faith to say, I'm taking the step of faith. Although I'm not healed, I'm going to believe that God's going to do a healing miracle in my life. Like blind Bartimaeus, he took the step of faith knowing that Christ was going to heal him. And the same with this lady. She pressed and pressed and pressed into the presence of Jesus. Faith in action rises above our rejection. This woman has experienced 12 years of cultural and personal rejection. But instead of retreating into despair, she chose to put her faith into action, to press through the crowd to reach Jesus. So when we face rejection, whether from people or circumstances or sickness, we can follow example by not allowing it to define or limit our faith in God. So let's follow her example, that in the midst of our weakness, in the midst of our isolation, she chose, I'm going to put my faith in action and touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Putting faith in action is trusting God's acceptance and love are greater than any rejection we encounter in this world. So anything, whatever rejection, whatever loneliness, whatever, how despised you are, knowing his love, knowing his peace, knowing his forgiveness can transform your life completely. This woman could have been rejected and shamed or being in public because of condition. You know, she was not allowed to touch anyone. And yet the Bible says that she made the decision. He said, if I'm going to stay in the house, sometime later I'm going to die. But if I'm going to make a choice, I'm going to put my faith into action and go no matter what the conditions say. I'm not allowed to be amongst people. And it is through the people that she overcame fear and doubt by reaching Jesus. And sometimes the people will prevent you from coming to Jesus because they are all pressing towards Jesus. And yet this woman, being weak in her condition, she could have struggled and she could not have any strength. But the Bible said that she began to press herself. Do you know in the story that every person she touched, they became unclean? Do you ever know that? The people who were calling her unclean, they became unclean. And what Jesus said to this woman, he dealt with her publicly, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." And he said, "Go in peace." So we can put our faith in action when we overcome doubt, fear, disappointment that block us in our pursuit in Jesus. Many things that is blocking the church from pursuing Jesus. We are blocking, things are blocking us from going from deeper and deeper into Jesus, where we can't, where we find it difficult to press into Jesus, difficult to press into Christ. Do you know every time that you pray or want to seek the face of God or something happens, the phone rings, there's a knock on the door. You know, even while you begin to pray, "Hey, I don't know whether I left the stove on or off." You know what I mean? Oh, this thought came in my mind. Yes, it may be true. Oh, the iron stone is on. Let me go and put it off. You know what I mean? And it's sometimes there's so many distractions when we come to prayer. And that is why sometimes we just need to shut everything off. And just say, "I'm pressing into the Lord Jesus Christ." And this woman, she began to take her faith into action and say, "Yes, these things are true. But my condition is still there. I'm still bleeding. I still have the sickness, but I'm making the decision. I'm going to go deeper into Jesus, deeper into the Lord Jesus Christ." You know, if this woman did not take a step of faith, this lady would have missed a miracle. Do you know that? She would have not received this miracle at all. She would be kept in isolation for till she died. This woman, she used all her strength, all the energy that she had just to reach Jesus. And when we feel weak, whether physically or emotionally, faith compels us to rely upon God's strength that helps us to go forward. And sometimes you wake up and you feel so weak and so, sometimes you feel so tired. Even when you hear people say, "You know, the times I feel the sleepiest the most is when I read the Bible and pray." You know, when I'm pressing into the presence of God, and this is why I feel those times. It's the battle. It's the battle that we are facing between good and evil. The devil doesn't want you to get into the presence of God. And this is why, no matter how weak you are, we need to press into the presence of God and say, "God, you give me the strength. God, you give me the favor. Give me the power to go through." I'm telling the elder Mike this morning, in fact, the church, when we came from South Africa, the church that we come from, we should have a prayer meeting, start half past 10 in the night, and it's finished 5 o'clock in the morning. The whole night. The first service was 7 o'clock, and the next service was 9 o'clock, and the next service was 10 o'clock. And do you know, the whole three services, the main pastor should preach everything, and it be the whole night in the prayer meeting. And at 2 o'clock, you should go and visit people, those who didn't come to church, give them the communion. That is the strength from God. That is why when you stay in the presence of God, you'll get the extraordinary strength. You'll get the extraordinary power. You get the strength. We need to believe in the strength of God. We need to believe that God will give us the strength to move forward. We are sitting one place because we feel we have no strength, we have no power. And this is how this lady felt, the lady with the issue of blood. She said, "Today I'm putting my faith in action." I said, "No, enough is enough. I don't have the strength. I'm going forward to have an encounter with Jesus." So that is what we must do and say, "Enough is enough. I'm putting my little strength that I have. I'm going forward." Just think about it. I know that sometimes we feel, think about it, Sarah, at the age of 90, age of 89, the Bible says that she was pregnant. Imagine carrying a baby for 9 months. Who gave her the divine strength? It was not your natural strength. It was God's strength that helped her to carry that baby, even at the age of 90, to deliver that baby. It was God's strength that gave her the power. So when we put our faith in action, God will give us the strength. When we start our journey, we may not have the strength to go forward. But the Holy Spirit will give us the strength to step into that plane, to step into that boat, to step into that business, to step into the things that God has called us. The Holy Spirit will give us the strength. So sometimes we rely too much on our natural. It's something divine. This lady, she pushed herself. She took her faith now and said, enough is enough. I can't do anything. I'm taking my problem to Jesus. And she pressed herself into Jesus. Now, you know, faith in action doesn't wait for the perfect circumstances. Do you know that? There's no perfect circumstances for faith in action. Today could be the day of your miracle. There's no perfect circumstances. This woman did not wait for Jesus to notice her or the crowd to be put away. This woman did not wait for Jesus to come to her house. But she said, my day is today. I'm getting out of this problem today. I'm going to take the step of faith today. And you have to make the decision. Put your faith into action. You know the four people that the friends were crippled, and the Bible says what happened? They took the friend to Jesus, and because there was no entrance to the house, because the house was full, they lowered this man to Jesus. They put their faith into action. So sometimes you have to put your faith into action. Start believing, start trusting God, and start saying, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free. Yes, these are the medications the doctors have given me. I received this medication, but I believe in a greater doctor, Jesus Christ, that he has healed me, and by his stripes we are healed. Even the doctors say, I can't move my hand, but every time you say, I'm going to let me move my hand a little bit. There was a lady I know, that she was paralyzed, and she lost her job and everything. And one day she and her husband were sitting in the house, and they're listening to this preacher to preach the word of God. The man was preaching, and he preached a simple sermon. And then after he said, if anyone would like to give their hearts to Jesus, I want you to stand. And to this lady's surprise, her husband stood up and said, I want to give my life to Jesus. But while he stood up, he said to his wife, I want you to stand too. This lady was completely paralyzed. And anyway, the husband helped this woman to stand up, and she stood up, and he held her for some time. And they prayed the sinner's prayer, and they sat down. And while this lady was sitting in the lounge, the husband went to sleep. All of a sudden, bones in her leg began to cracking. And for the first time, she walked to her husband in a bed without any crutches or anything. That is why sometimes you have to take the step of faith. You may not see the healing. You have to believe. You have to put yourself and say, God, you have healed this pain from my body. I don't see this pain being removed. I say, I'm healed now in the name of Jesus. Do things what you cannot do. Believe God that he's going to do a miracle in your life. Take God by his word and hold on to his word. So you have to put your faith into action. There is no perfect time. Today could be your day. Put your faith into action. Say, God, I put my faith in action. I want to believe you for this business. I want to believe you for this healing. I want to believe you that I could touch you only. Likewise, we must act in faith in the moment, not waiting for any ideal situation, but trusting that even the smallest steps to God can heal a great result. One step at a time. Let me again, one step at a time. one step at a time, one thing at a time. From these three encounters, we see that God honors faith. The centurion did not know much about Jesus. The little that he heard inspired him to approach Jesus when his servant was sick. With the small faith he had, he acted by seeking Jesus and believing in his ability to heal. From a small seed of faith, the centurion displayed the greatest faith in the whole of Israel. The greatest faith in the whole of Israel. The simplest faith that he had. Blind Bartimaeus, though a beggar, little know nothing about Jesus. He was the first person to acknowledge Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of David. That small faith that he had, that boldness, resulted in God healing and delivering him. The woman with the issue of blood acted out in little faith that she had. She did not know much about Jesus. And the little that she heard inspired her to reach out to Jesus. She believed, if only I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And you know, she is the only person in the Bible Jesus called daughter. You see, these three people had little faith or no faith. But when the little that they heard about Jesus, they came to Jesus and they received the supernatural. You have the greatest faith in Israel. He said to Bartimaeus, because he identified, what do you want? Do you know, Jesus said to Bartimaeus, what do you want? You know, Bartimaeus said, I want a good business. I want money. I want finances. I want anything. Jesus said to him, so when you acknowledge who Jesus is, everything is yours. What do you want? But Bartimaeus said, I want to receive my sight. And with the lady with the issue of blood, she was the only person Jesus said, daughter. So faith begins small. So what I'm trying to say, I use these stories to say, beloved, we are in the faith. But from these three stories, we see these people had little faith or no faith, but their little faith grew into great faith. Where people throughout the world speak about their faith in God. Each of these individuals acted in little faith they had, which grew in great faith, which encountered Jesus doing the supernatural in their lives. Faith is not passive, it's active, bold, willing to take the risk, whether approaching Jesus with confidence, crying out for help, or reaching out in hope. Their faith was demonstrated through their action. Like this, understanding Jesus' authority, like the centurion, recognize Jesus' power and authority, builds our confidence to trust in him completely. Boldness in approach. Blind Bartimaeus teaches us to be persistent and be bold in our pursuit to God, even when the world tries to silence us. Faith in the face of desperation, putting faith into action. The woman with the issue of blood reminds us that even in our lowest moment, faith, when we reach out to Jesus, can transform us and perform a miracle. These three encounters reminds when we approach God with active faith, boldly entering to the present, trusting in his authority, knowing who he truly is. Even the smallest faith, when we put our trust in Jesus, can grow into something extraordinary. The disciples said to Jesus, Lord, increase my faith. May the Lord increase our faith today. Let's pray. Hallelujah. This morning, whatever you may be trusting God for, maybe you need a miracle in your life and you want God to demonstrate his power. And I believe that the Lord is here this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we worship you, Lord Jesus. And we bless you, Lord Jesus. If you need prayer this morning, you can raise your hand. Or if you'd like to come in the front, we can pray for you this morning. Say, God, I want to touch. I want to receive a miracle from you. I want to know your power, know your presence, Lord Jesus. I want you to experience your supernatural in my life, oh God. If you are this person, you can come this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we just worship you, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, that in the name of Jesus, nothing is impossible to you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Today could be your day this morning. If you need a miracle, whatever situation you may be facing, whether it's healing, finances, a situation, job situation, whatever it might be, today could be God can turn things around in your life. As I said, there is no set moment for God to perform a miracle in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we just worship you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are faithful, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your presence and thank you for your power, Lord Jesus. And Father, we want to honor you this morning, Lord Jesus. And Lord, even for our sister, even for our faith this morning, Lord, we thank you that you know everything about her, Lord Jesus. We pray that you'll touch her, Lord, by the power of your Spirit. We pray, Father, that your divine hand will be upon her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, that your Spirit, O God, will rest upon her. I pray, Lord, that even today, whatever she's trusting in you, Lord, we thank you that nothing is impossible with you, Lord Jesus. And even as the sister took the step of faith, of boldness, even to come to the front, Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, that your Spirit, O God, will work in the life of God. And I pray that you'll touch at the point of need, Lord God. I pray for the mighty power of the Holy Spirit and the power of God to flow through her life in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you'll demonstrate your miracle working power. Just one touch from the Master, Lord, can turn a situation around. One word from you. I pray, Lord, that even today that your Spirit, O God, will work in her life. And I take authority over all the works of the enemy that will try to come discourage her and lie to her, Lord Jesus. We rebuke that powers of darkness and we pray that the glory and the presence of God will just reveal itself, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll turn the situation around, O God, and I pray, Father, that you'll give a revelation that you are the miracle worker and there is nothing too impossible with you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, that the Spirit of God will just rest even upon her because, Lord, you honor faith, Lord Jesus, and I pray for the miracle power of Jesus to flow through this whole body, whether it's healing, deliverance, and restoration. We pray prosperity, Lord God. We pray that you'll turn things around for her, Lord Jesus, and you pray that the Spirit of God will rest even upon her. We pray for the power of the Spirit of God because you said in your word, we can lay hands on the sick, O God, and we can take authority in the name of Jesus, that you have given us authority, O God, that Lord, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And I pray that the glory and the presence and the power of God even to be manifested in her life. Bless her today. And let faith increase and faith rise up, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you'll turn the situation around and I pray that you'll bless her and be with her today. We pray for good health and we pray for good success. We pray that you'll turn things around for her in 2025 and we pray that the miracle power of God will work in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you, we glorify you, we thank you for this miracle now in the name of Jesus, your Son. Lord, just touch her and be with her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are faithful, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you be with our dear brother, Lord Jesus. I thank you that your Spirit of God will work in his life. Thank you that even today, Father, that even as he heard your word by faith, Lord Jesus, Lord, whatever he's trusting in you, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll touch him, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'll perform that miracle that he's trusting in you, Lord God Almighty. I pray that you'll touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. I pray for the divine strength and the divine power of the Spirit of God even upon his life, O God, and I pray for healing, I pray for deliverance, I pray for restoration. Lord, I thank you that by your stripes he's healed and delivered and set free, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that nothing is impossible with you, Lord Jesus. You said, Lord, that you do all things are possible, Lord Jesus, and I pray that you'll heal our dear brother, Lord Jesus, and I pray for the glory and the presence of God will just be with him today to bless him and to manifest your presence over his life, giving a new revelation, just like blind Bartimaeus, oh God. We pray that you'll experience your power and experience experience your presence, O God. And I thank you that even today, that even as you healed him, you'll heal him of every situation that he faces in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. I pray for more of your presence and more of your power. And I pray that you'll keep on pressing into the presence of God, understanding your authority and your power, Lord Jesus. Bless your servant, O God, and bless him. And let your presence and your peace be with him, and your grace and your love will just rest upon him. Thank you for the miracle, Lord Jesus. And thank you that you have blessed him, Lord. In Jesus' name, we worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that they'll understand the authority which is in Christ, O God. They'll understand, O God, that even today, that your spirit will work in their hearts and work in their life. Lord, give them a new revelation. Give them bold faith, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord, to put their faith into action and start believing you for the supernatural. Bless this ministry, Lord Jesus, and bless your people, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.